In 1968, Night of the Living Dead broke ground in the worlds of film and race relations. The movie's starring character Ben was played by a pioneering African-American actor and former Antioch College professor. Community Voices producer Leo DeLuca has a story about Dwayne Jones.
50 years ago, on October 9th, 1968, the low-budget horror film Night of the Living Dead surprisingly reached mainstream America. It's the story of ravenous corpses returning to life to prey on society.
Oh, no! Oh, Johnny! Help me!
Not only did the movie create the modern zombie genre, but also its African-American leading actor, Dwayne Jones, made history all his own. I spoke to Antioch College alumnus and history major Steve McQueen on a brisk October day at historic Woodland Cemetery about Dwayne Jones's groundbreaking role.
There's a sort of odd black history fact to Night of the Living Dead. To easily say it didn't matter that he was black in this role. And it's the first time as a starring role that was the case.
Could have been anyone.
Correct. It's the first movie to ever do that. Every other movie that starred a black person, we're talking mainstream Hollywood, always usually addressed race. Also, first black person to star in a horror movie.
Night of the Living Dead director George Romero, father of the zombie movie, noted the role of Ben was actually written for what he called a hillbilly trucker.
George Romero, he said, look, I picked the best actor. And when they decided to go with Dwayne, the writers immediately said, do we need to rewrite anything? And he said, absolutely not. However, Dwayne absolutely changed dialogue.
You box yourself in the cellar and those things get in the house, you've had it. At least up here you have a fighting chance.
Jones studied at the Sorbonne and acted in New York City before taking the role. He also spoke multiple languages. Jones was extremely gifted, but he had no idea he would change film history.
He had no idea it would get as popular as it does, and that's because that's its own story. It was never copyrighted. They copyrighted the original title of it, which was Night of the Living Flesh Eaters, and they changed it last minute. They changed it to Night of the Living Dead, but they forgot to copyright it. So it became the biggest thing, all by accident.
But Dwayne Jones notoriously refused to speak about Night of the Living Dead after the film's release. Instead, he was more interested in academia, and he taught at Antioch College.
From 72 to 74, he was the Associate Professor of Humanities and chairman of the Department of Literature. He also taught courses in theater and black literature as well. He actually lived at 148 West Limestone Street.
Dwayne Jones left Yellow Springs in the mid-1970s. He continued to act and teach all over the world. And on December 13th, 1987, he gave his final interview. He spoke in depth about Night of the Living Dead for the first time. How the film may have changed the world, but he refused to let it change him.
And it should never be misconstrued that my enigmatic, mysterious persona that I have in some instances deliberately created just to have the space in which to have a private life is a lack of gratitude. It's not. But it is my absolute insistence that I be seen as a total human being and not as Ben.
Jones died of a heart condition at age 51 in his home of New York. And while he doesn't live on in the same way the ghouls do in Night of the Living Dead, Dwayne Jones's legend is very much alive. For WYSO, I'm Community Voices producer Leo DeLuca.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.